WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Something the power of...
we're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, WonkyBot fans, this is Stuart St. John with the second season finale of the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. And this one is jam-packed with everything you love about the show. And it even features an original 1980s-inspired song performed by the genius of all evil himself, Dr. Epic. Michael Plahuta and I wrote the song, and we even made a fun music video that you can watch over at wonkybot.com. Now, let's get to the season finale of the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, coming up right after the special 5-minute recap of the entire season. Enjoy the show.
This season, on the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, Dr. Epic was stunned when his robot EB3 made a shocking announcement.
EB3, why are you standing in the command center with a suitcase?
Looks like the T-Net's going somewhere, Doc.
I'm leaving.
What?
Dr. Epic and 1102 were even more surprised by EB3's revelation.
You've written a song?
It's called Robotic. So long.
Dr. Epic had no time to chase after EB3.
I have to prepare my speech for tonight.
He was busy planning his re-election speech for president of the supervillain cartel.
After I win the re-election, I'll make that mechanical minion rue the day he ever crossed me.
Meanwhile, EB3 made his first public appearance on the Dick Donovan talk show to perform his new hit single.
So, you want to maybe treat the audience and the world to a live performance of the song?
Back at the supervillain ball, EB3's live performance was broadcast in the ballroom and seen by everyone attending.
Jay, look at all the supervillains watching the monitors, Doc. I think they like EB3's song.
Don't be ridiculous, 1102.
1102 was right. The villains loved him. Meanwhile, following his smash performance at the studio, an unexpected visitor dropped by EB3's dressing room.
Hello, Metal Machine.
Svetlana, a.k.a. Miss Cosmetics, what do you want?
I want Doctor for husband. If you were new president, of supervillain cartel, you would taste true power.
You have my attention.
Svetlana's plot to win Dr. Epic's hand in marriage was coming to fruition, and she would use EB3 to do it.
You become president means Dr. Man will be crushed, and Svetlana will be there to pick up all the delicious pieces.
Back at the supervillain ball, Dr. Epic's re-election speech was about to go off the rails.
I want to tell you all how much I'm counting on you to vote for me once again as president of the...
Excuse me.
EB3?
No one was prepared for EB3's shocking announcement.
What's that metal turncoat doing here?
I am here to announce I am running for president of the supervillain cartel.
Dr. Epic's old nemesis, Snakebite Sue, threw her weight behind EB3.
Good evening, darling friends. I don't know about you, but I think it's rather delicious that Dr. Epic's metallic marvel has come to challenge him for the presidency of the supervillain cartel. Dr. Epicopolis has reigned as president for far too long.
After a vicious campaign battle between Dr. Epic and his former robot, EB3 won the election.
I'm honored to be the new president of the supervillain cartel.
I'm throwing a private party tonight to celebrate EB3's victory.
As EB3 stepped into power, Dr. Epic plotted to stop him.
I'm going to bring EB3 down.
But EB3 stayed one step ahead of Dr. Epic's plans at every turn.
Tonight, EB3 launches his first act of evil.
Tonight, I begin my reign of terror. I have built a machine to shrink the entire population of the planet.
EB3's gonna shrink everyone in the whole world.
Dr. Epic had one chance left.
I've got to do something to stop that metal menace's plot, or I'll never have a chance to regain my position as president of the supervillain cartel.
Naked and invisible, Dr. Epic and 1102 infiltrated Snakebite Manor.
1102, I want you to climb up those stairs to the upper level and shut down that machine at once.
Quick, EB3, activate your infrared light and expose the invisible creature to everyone.
Activating.
As EB3's infrared light brought 1102 into focus, the supervillain saw a lot more than they were expecting.
Oh my god! The slug is naked!
Alert! Alert! All systems failing! Alert!
Witnessing 1102 naked caused EB3 to short circuit, giving 1102 a chance to attack the shrinkadink machine.
The machine is about to detonate!
Not if I can help it!
But even with the machine successfully destroyed, Dr. Epic knew the battle was far from over.
We still have to stop that tin-headed turncoat before he comes up with another deadly scheme.
Meanwhile, Snakebite Sue visited EB3 in a secret underground bunker.
My darling Kroondom, thank goodness you're safe inside the bunker.
But the robot blamed her for his failed plan.
You failed to protect me.
We will rise again, together.
We are together no more.
EB3 took revenge by turning the Queen of Serpents into an obedient machine.
You are about to become my robotic servants to serve my every need.
I am ready to serve you.
As he launched a new mission to destroy Dr. Epicopolis in 1102, and then the world.
I want you to search the city for Dr. Epic and 1102.
He's on board the Epic jet. His flight path indicates he's headed for India.
Will Dr. Epicopolis be able to stop EB3 once and for all? Find out in the season 2 finale of The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Jay, good thing the Epic Jet had an extra set of claws on board for us, Doc.
Well, one can never be too overprepared, 1102.
I call it stupid luck.
So, what's the story anyway? Why are we flying to India?
Well, many years ago, I read a report in the Supervillain Chronicle about a young girl named Princess Lakshmi Suhasini Deogava Shinama.
Say that five times really fast.
Princess Lakshmi Suhasini Deogava Shinama. Princess Lakshmi Suhasini Deogava
Shinama. Enough! Now then, as the story goes, this girl was born with an incredible gift. The power of time.
Time?
Time. Apparently, she can tap into the ancient power of the Hindu god Mahakala, the Lord of Time. Thankfully, she has dedicated herself to pursuing a path on the dark side.
Jay, ain't she a little young to be so bad?
Well, fortunately for us, she was abandoned by her parents as a baby and grew up with a broken heart and a desire for revenge.
Huh. Sounds familiar.
Yes, I suppose those are the necessary components for anyone choosing the side of evil. Anyway, her supervillain name is...
Let me guess. TikTok?
Oh, I love TikTok. I can spend me whole day scrolling on that.
It's not TikTok! I'm over that app. She goes by the name Kala.
Did anyone else just hear that sound?
Still ringing in the ear.
The name is an ancient Sanskrit term that means time.
So girl is time traveler?
More like time aggregator. You see, she holds the power to send people through time and space. To the future and to the past. For she is Kala.
Does that sound happen every time we say Kala? Kala. Kala.
Say it again and you'll lose eyeball. So, what is plan with girl?
I need her to send us back in time to the junkyard where I found EB3's original parts.
Why, Doc?
So I can program his steel faceplate with an off switch.
An off switch?
Yes, you see, by doing this in the past, I'll be rewriting history.
So evil robot will never be able to turn against Doctor, because Doctor can simply turn robot off.
Bingo, my darling, bingo!
Holy dooly.
I am truly honored to be in the presence of a genius mastermind.
Thank you.
But would even be more honored if Mastermind was husband.
yes.
Arrived. The palace of Princess Lakshmi.
Oh, look, we're here. Buckle up, everyone.
This way to deep drum room, please.
Jay, this place is really the Ritz.
So many shiny jewels to add to collection.
There will be no stealing from the palace. We need this girl's help, not her fury.
Wise of you to say, Doctor.
It's her. On the throne, 12 o'clock.
Yes, I see that, 1102.
Greetings.
Hello, my dear Princess Lakshmi. Thank you for seeing us on such short notice. I am Dr. Ezekiel...
Epicopoulos, better known as Dr. Epic. am aware of who you are, Doctor. Or you would not be standing before me.
Of course, right, of course.
When my office heard from your assistant, Bob, I was intrigued.
Who's Bob?
My assistant.
You have an assistant named Bob?
I never heard of this Bob person.
Shh! It was me! You were saying you were intrigued, Your Majesty?
Indeed I was. I wondered, why would the world's most brilliant man suddenly want to see me?
Well, I...
Especially after ignoring my request to meet with you several years ago.
Meet?
Yes.
With me?
That is right.
Does
your great memory fail you, Doctor?
This not look good.
Are you certain it was me you wanted to meet with?
Of course I am certain. But instead of granting my request, you rejected me.
Rejected you? Now I know you must be confusing me with someone else, Your Highness. Why would I ever reject such a lovely young princess like...
Hold the phone, Doc.
What?
Yeah, it's coming back to me. A couple of years back, I remember a call came in from India.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, her people wanted to set up a meeting between yous two because she wanted to grow a branch of the supervillain business in New Delhi. But you laughed and said you'd never be caught dead meeting a four-year-old kid from India.
I don't recall that.
Such an arrogant man.
He really not so bad once you get to know him.
Silence! So, I ask again, why does the great Dr. Epic now stand before me?
Well, I understand you have an incredible gift.
Ah, I see. You are here to discuss power.
As a matter of fact, yes. I know who you really are, Princess Lakshmi. The one and only Kala.
I swear I didn't say it.
So, you need my help. My power. The power of time.
As a matter of fact, I do need your help, Your Highness. You see, there's this robot I built, EB3, and he...
You can save the history lesson. I know all about what's happened.
You do?
I am a super villain like you. I have complete access to all the underground and news. I know all about EB3 becoming president of the super villain cartel.
He stole the election from me?
I agree.
You agree?
I do.
Holy dooly.
I start to liking girl.
In fact, I voted for you to remain president of the cartel.
You did?
I have seen the future, Doctor. Your robot is responsible for turning billions of people into mindless machines. That is why EB3 must be stopped.
I always knew that tin can was bad to the wire.
So, you'll help us?
You are fortunate that I am not like my cousin, Princess Sarika.
I've heard that name before. Probably one of Barrington's students.
She uses her powers to help the unfortunate, whereas I use my abilities to help myself. And helping you means helping me. So, yes, I will fulfill your request.
Oh, you're like the daughter I've always dreamed of having.
And now, I call upon the power of Kala!
Thank you.
get a load of her clothes. They're all sparkly now.
My garments shine with the stars of the gods.
I begin to see the dark side of girl.
Now then, how would you like to use my great power of time, Doctor?
Yes, I want to go back to the past, to the month of June, 1984, to the scrapyard where EB3's parts came from.
And rewrite history, a most excellent plan.
Will you help us get there?
I will grant you this request.
Wonderful.
Well, that's a relief.
But you will have to do your part.
No, here come fine print.
My part?
The power of time is controlled by sound. I will summon the music of the time period, but you must match the vibration by singing.
Singing?
A song? Can I join in? I released a track last year.
Silence!
Okay.
Dr. Epic is the one who must sing, since he is leading the trip back through time. Here are the lyrics you will recite.
Lyrics?
Yes. The words will emit a vibrational frequency. And now, it is time.
Speaking of time, I'm afraid it has run out for all of you.
Oh, my dark stars!
Behind you, Doctor.
EB3?
Here in my palace, guards!
I already turned them into EB3 bots, Princess. Now they're standing outside the palace doors, ready to take orders from me.
How dare you!
You should have backed me instead of Dr. Epic. You made the wrong choice.
EB3, I demand you stop this at once.
You make me laugh. I finally have you right where I want you. Get ready to become part of my robotic hive.
He's got a weapon, Doc.
Goodbye, old monster.
Stars, he's frozen inside some kind of sphere.
I froze him in a time loop, but I cannot hold him much longer. You must travel to the past now, or never.
We're ready. We're ready to go.
Let the sound waves rise.
I hear it.
Music. All around us.
Oh, I love the IoTs.
Now take the word, Doctor. Ride the wave of time itself. Sing!
Go on, Doc. Bounce it out.
You can do this. You can do this, Epic.
Make hollow guide you, Doctor. Make hollow guide you.
Yes, sir. Well, I hope so.
Transported to the past!
Yes, yes. We're in the junkyard. It's 1984.
Look, across the street.
Blockbuster Video.
I was referring to church, Doctor. Maybe we can get hitched in past. We have children in future.
Excuse me?
Me and Svetlana will look for scraps, Doc. You keep singing.
I feel the frequency. Now I'm standing in the past. Ronald Reagan's president, and purple rain has made a splash. People are smiling, wearing colors and acid wash jeans. Cindy Lauper singing time after time, and Dallas is on the TV.
Doc, are you sure this is the right junkyard?
I'm positive, 1102.
It's like searching for a needle in a haystack.
I remember that particular heap of junk.
Holy dooly, this stuff is heavy.
Stop complaining, you whining slob. We don't have much time.
Wait a minute, Doc. I think I found it.
Really?
This looks like the metal you used on EB3's head.
Does it have that rusty mark on the crown? Oh, it does! Eureka!
Needle in haystack found.
Let me have that metal scrap, 1102.
Here, Doc.
Now, I shall wire it with software, so when I find and use it to build EB3 later, it will contain a secret off switch that I will use in the future. EB3 will never be able to rise against me. I must say, it's quite tempting to remain here, isn't it? Life is so simple. The people are so easily manipulated.
Supervillain, I'm back in 1984. Maybe I'll stay. I'm liking the vibe. Can't get enough. I want more.
I agree. But Lana wants luxuries of future.
I suppose you're right. Let's head back to the future.
Supervillain, time to get back to 2023. Time for people to serve all my evil, and EB3 is gonna be history.
We're back at Epic Labs!
Holy dooly.
Whew.
I need off this roller coaster.
What are you three idiots doing just standing around the room?
EB3! You're here?
I never left.
You gotta be kidding me.
What are you looking at, Slog Breath?
Still trying to figure it out, crime crud.
Well, things seem back to normal, no?
Indeed they do.
What are you humans talking about?
EB3, who is the current president of the supervillain cartel?
You are a monster. I mean master.
Excellent. Do you have any desire to run against me for the position?
Absolutely not. And if I did, you would simply take me offline.
You are correct. Now run along and dust the computers in the main laboratory, won't you?
Anything you say, oh master.
Jay, he acts like he doesn't remember anything that happened.
He doesn't, my mindless slog. History has been rewritten.
Now he's nothing more than a glorified toaster.
All I know is, Svetlana needs vacation. Doctor, care to join me? I know a private little island where they perform wedding ceremonies on the side. Oh,
I wish, my dear, but I'm afraid I have too much work to do. Now that I'm back as the president of the supervillain cartel, I'm going to make sure I create plenty of acts of evil to maintain my position. EB3 will never again undermine me. The doctor is back.
From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die.
He has a laser weapon.
No!
Tara, your power.
Summoning the power
We're going down. Mr. Barrington, on the view screen. Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God! There are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Who are you, and what are you doing in my room?
I come in peace, my friend.
Explain yourself, or I will set off the alarm.
Do not be afraid, EB3. You built me in case your creator was able to defeat you.
I do not understand.
Don't worry. You will soon understand everything. Allow me to introduce myself. I am EB4.
To be continued next season. The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, starring Stuart St. John as Dr. Epicopolis, Michael Plahuta as 1102, Todd Fisher as EB3, and Jessica Majors Rankin as Miliana. This has been a Wonkybot Studios production. From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Summoning the power up!
We're going down! Mr. Barrington, on the viewscreen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.